Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, it's Mike with the Portage County Safety Council. I'm here with Justin from the Portage County Health District. How's it going, Justin?
It's going well, thanks.
So Justin's joining us today to tell us a little bit more about hand washing. So the first question to kick this off, Justin, is I have, since the Safety Council is about 120 employers, is why is hand washing important to me as an employer?
Well, it's very important. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, annually in lost productivity and absenteeism, hand washing related illnesses cost companies about $225.8
billion. $225
billion. Wrap that around your head. Year. That's a lot of money, more than you and I will ever see in a lifetime.
From hand washing.
From hand washing.
Wow.
So, related illnesses, of course. And if you want to break that down a little further, that's about $1,685 per employee.
So, Safety Council members, are you listening?
Do you want to save money? Promote proper hand washing.
As simple as it sounds, as simple as it is, these simple, you know, my wife and I support a charity actually called Hydrating Humanity. I'll put a cheap plug in there for them. They actually started out as a well digging charity. They go to Africa and they dig wells, different stuff. And their whole thing was, we need clean drinking water around the world and it's third world nation. But once they got there, they discovered that the other component that no one was talking about was personal hygiene.
Right.
And literally in some of the villages, the you know, the deaths and different things that would happen as a result of that would reduce 50 or 60%, not just from the clean drinking water, but from the hygiene education.
Yep.
That's kind of mind-blowing. So you're saying the same thing is relevant, not in a third world nation, but here in the United States of America.
Right here in the United States.
At work. Not just in elementary school, not just the daycare center, not just washing hands before dinner, but at work.
At work.
$1,685 per employee per year.
Yep, that's a lot of money, a lot of lost productivity that employers could, you know, something as simple as just having brief meetings or putting a couple little notes out or, you know, educational material hanging in the break room to wash your hands frequently.
Right. When you think of that, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you see that, right? Because that's a requirement. Please wash hands before returning to work. But we don't think about that for a manufacturing facility, do we?
No, probably not. And, you know, quite frankly, a lot of people don't even know how to wash their hands. They don't realize that they're supposed to use hot water. They're supposed to rinse their hands. They're supposed to apply soap. You know, I like to say generously, you know, proper amount of soap. After that, they're supposed to scrub and really scrub their hands and rub their hands together vigorously for about 20 seconds or so. I always say ABCs or Old McDonald's. Sing that song in your head. And of course, once they're done, the biggest mistake I see is they either shut the handle off with their hands, their bare hands, or something that I hate. You're supposed to use a paper towel, a single-use paper towel, and shut the water off with the paper towel. I always see people shutting off with their bare hands, or using one of those automatic heated air dryers.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. But you're going to touch them, you're going to recontaminate your hands, and quite frankly, you're blowing the germs around throughout the entire restroom.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, and of course, people always think before you eat, you should wash your hands. Anytime you go to the bathroom after you're done, you should be washing your hands. Anytime you take a smoke break, anytime that you, obviously before you eat, after you eat, kind of sort of any time that you touch your mouth or face, you should be washing your hands afterwards, especially during cool or flu season.
So a few years ago, I remember watching Duck Dynasty when that show was cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's not cool anymore.
I don't know, it might still be. Is it still on?
Yeah.
Well, I call him Uncle Phil. You know, I might be having the wrong show. Was it Phil Robertson? He comes in with his only way that Phil could do, right? And he mentions hand washing and different stuff. He's like, if you want to protect your kids, get them down in the dirt, let them eat the dirt, and get all that immunization built up, right?
It's a certain point. Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, the same thing in the 70s. We still put lead in our paint. We don't do that anymore for a reason. So where that is true to a certain extent, you know, personal hygiene, especially hand washing, taking regular showers, taking care of your fingernails, the basics that sort of we take for granted.
Right.
Those are super important.
So if someone like Phil works at one of our members' facilities, because you know there's a few of those that exist, right? And they're in front of you and they're like, you know, all this hand washing stuff is hogwash. I'm never going to get sick. What if that was, Uncle Phil Robertson right there in front of you, what would you say to him as a representative of the Portage County Health District?
As a representative of the Portage County Health District, I would kindly inform him of the proper hand-washing procedures. As an employer, I would strongly think about putting those into your employee handbook. Just make it a policy that you're going to wash your hands at certain times. And then, quite frankly, that person will kind of sort of come down with the cold or flu at a certain point. And, of course, you know, it's just one of those days you can walk by and just kind of look at them and say, hey, I told you so.
Right. And this is a big deal. I'm still blown away by the statistics. $225 billion loss in productivity every year, $1,685 per employee.
Yep.
That's amazing to me. So with all that being said, can you give our members just a few hand-washing tips, some guidelines to how to really wash hands? Because it sounds like, from what you're saying earlier, there's a lot of misconception about what's the proper way to actually do that.
Sure. Yeah, and again, I mentioned it briefly, but you really want to use hot water. Cold water you can use as a substitute. You want to use hot water. I tell everyone as hot as tolerable. Of course, I don't want you using such hot water that you're going to actually burn yourself. You want to make sure that you're using hand soap, not hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer is a great substitute, but it does not replace hand washing. You want to make sure you get a really good lather. You want to rub your hands vigorously. A lot of times people just put soap on, scrub, 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 and wash it off. You really, really want to scrub good. If you have any cut scrapes, especially with manufacturing, those guys are rough. My dad works on the CNC machine. He makes parts all day. You look at his hands, he has burrs, all kinds of cuts and scrapes. Any kind of stuff like that on your hands, you want to pay close attention to under your fingernails, between your fingers. If you have any jewelry, any kind of rings, simple rings, or any kind of watches around there, you want to really, really focus on. And then you want to rinse thoroughly. When you're done, grab that paper towel. If you're an employer, you know, worried about cutting costs, again, that number, $225 billion. I think that's worth, you know, getting some paper towels that you can use in the restroom. But they want you to make sure you reinforce, you know, you want to use that paper towel. Do not turn the water off with your bare hand. You're wasting your time if you're going to do that. Before you go to the bathroom, or say you go to the bathroom, you do your business, you turn that water on with your dirty hand. You wash your hands, spend all that time doing everything I just talked about, and then you turn the water off with that same hand that you just cleaned. Well, guess what? You just touched the dirty knob and you just wasted your time.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. A friend and I started working at a new gym in the area, actually, and it looked like the bathroom facilities weren't quite as clean as they should have been. And so he had, I don't know if it was a coffee bean. I can't remember what it was in his, somehow in his gym bag that just, he makes coffee, right? So he just has whatever random thing. And he sets it on the sink and he's like, I'm going to see if this is still here when I come tomorrow. That thing was there for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So sometimes, you know, we know that surfaces that look clean may not be clean, but sometimes the staff that's hired to do that may not actually be doing their job. We kind of take that for granted.
Yep.
So is there any tips that you could give employers that may have janitorial, custodial staff that do that to make sure that they're actually cleaning the service properly?
Yeah, you know, the first thing that comes down to training, whenever you're looking at sanitizers specifically for services, there's a bunch of options. I do food inspections, so I always see a chlorine-based sanitizer. I see a quaternary ammonia-based sanitizer. They make great products that are alcohol-based sanitizers. Not to put any names out there, but Purell is a company that is really pushing right now. It's an alcohol-based sanitizer that you spray, and the kill time for bacteria on the surface is immediate. So for really employers, it's all about accountability. I love seeing checklists. I love seeing accountability where someone goes in, they clean the restroom, and they initial off on it. So whenever you as a supervisor go in and you spot check, which hopefully most employers are doing, if there is an issue, you can kind of look back and see who is responsible for that. And hopefully sure. At that point, you can make the corrective actions with constructive criticism, I like to say, because nobody sort of likes to be told what to do. But if you approach it, you know, as an educational thing, hey, this is really important that you clean this. I mean, this is people's health, really focus on these things. I think that's always a benefit. So but I love the checklist. I love the accountability aspect of it. And, you know, I think that's important.
Sure, absolutely. And I can imagine some people are probably thinking, you know, and I've thought this before myself, you know, I'm leaving the restroom and then there's a doorknob or there's a handle. There's something there. Excuse me. There's something there I'm going to be touching on the way out. I'm going to be hitting something, bumping into something, carrying some boxes. I'm going to be scratching my face, you know, rubbing on my eyes. So I'm really not going to be able to prevent all this anyways. What would you tell someone like that?
Well, you know, there's always ways that you can prevent things. So even when you shut that handle off with that paper towel, mm-hmm. When I go and do hotel inspections, if there's not a trash can by the door, I usually ask them politely to put a trash can by the door. If you go into facilities that don't have a trash can by the door, if you start taking that paper towel and opening the door with it and throw the paper towel on the ground, that facility is going to pretty quickly put one over there because you're going to be tired of paper towels on the ground.
Right.
So there's always preventative measures. I mean, there's always going to be the naysayers. But when we're talking about hand washing, I mean, it's fact. It's science. It's not non-disputable. Doing food service inspections, the number one reason for food-related illnesses in the United States is improper hand washing. Think about that. When you're talking about cases of foodborne illnesses, you're talking over a million cases a year.
You know, sometimes we look for the big problem, and it's almost like when I hear stuff like this, how simple it is. It reminds me of the times, you know, where you're looking for your car keys and you find out they're right in your front pocket the whole time.
Right.
You're like, I'm looking all over the place, but I forgot to check right in front of me.
It's the simple thing that everyone seems to forget about. And, you know, being an ex-football player, We were coached and we were preached, take care of the little things and the big things will take care of themselves.
I like that. That's a good takeaway. Now, one last question for you. What about personal workspaces? What do we do if we're at a desk or if we're at a machine, multiple people maybe coming in and out? Like I teach classes, there could be multiple people coming and touching the counter, sign-in sheets, different things. What are some tips you can give people in those situations?
So as an employer, the best thing that they can do, obviously, if you're someone that's at a desk a lot or at a machine a lot, providing hand sanitizer is great. I said previously hand sanitizer isn't a substitute, but it's a great supplement. It's important whenever you look for a hand sanitizer, look to make sure that's at least 60% alcohol. The more the alcohol, the more effective rate it's going to be. Of course, you know, just inject a little humor and make sure that sanitizer's not disappearing quickly and, you know,
sure.
No one's, you know, consuming it. But basically, yeah, that's an easy fix for that. Of course, wiping down, you know, surfaces periodically. If you're at a machine, maybe just make a standing operating procedure that at the end of the day you get like a Clorox wipe or some kind of sanitizer wipe and you just wipe down the surfaces. So just implementing the small things, you know, the daily things that take, you know, maybe an extra 2 minutes of your day can save companies billions of dollars.
That's awesome. So is there any other takeaway that you want to give the employers today before we leave?
I just really hope that anyone listening takes kind of the sort of the hand washing to heart. I know that's something that probably all of us have heard since we were little kids. But just because we've heard about it since we're a little kid doesn't mean we follow it every day. It's
right.
The same thing as if we're driving the car and the speed limit's 45. You know, how many of us go 45? And of course, the answer should be all of us. But realistically, you know, we're
Not
driving down the highway. Yeah. So
anyone under 90.
Anyone under 90, right. Yeah. So hopefully the takeaway is just really educational. You know, educate your employees for hand washing. Like I said, if it takes a few minutes extra out of the day, it's going to save your company billions of dollars.
Literally $1,685 per employee per year.
Yep.
Think about that, guys. So thanks, Justin. We appreciate coming back. We hope to have you back soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.